This is a Runaway Media production.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Why is everyone so fucking stupid? Why aren't more people intelligent, like me?
Some people are really fucking stupid. Did you ever notice that? How many really stupid people you run into during the day? God damn, there's a lot of stupid bastards walking around.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Edge Effect Podcast. How's everybody doing? I'm back here again with Jamie. Jamie, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am good. So how'd your day go?
My day went great.
That's
awesome.
How
did your day go?
My day was okay. I had a couple things I had to take care of that I really didn't want to, but I managed to get it done. So how's the weather down there in Arizona? You getting into that cold weather that we're getting like up here?
Are you crazy? It's in the 70s.
Because I know there's been a cold snap going down by Texas and
there
shit
was.
Like that.
It was a little chilly last week, but now we're in the 70s again.
Nice.
Yep.
Gotta love that nice weather.
Upper 70s the rest of the week, I believe.
Really?
Or the week through the weekend and into next week.
Wow.
Yeah.
That ought to be fun. It must make for
Shorts
good weekends.
Weather.
Yeah, it sounds like it'd be nice. It here, I don't think it got above zero here in Minnesota today.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, it was a cold one. But we're into that. Every year you kind of get that 1 week or 2 week period where it's really cold.
Yeah.
And I think we're in that right now. Because it's supposed to start to warm up here in the next couple of days, get back in the 30s and shit like that.
Yeah, and then you have your last snowstorm in May, and then you're good to go.
Pretty much, yeah. We've got a lot of snow this year, though. The weather reports are saying we've had a year's worth of snow already.
Really?
And we're still, you know, only halfway through winter. So, yeah, it ought to be fun this spring with all the flooding and shit like that.
Right.
When it floods here, it floods good. I mean, a lot of shit gets shut down because there's so many rivers and shit.
It's swept away here.
Yeah, I've seen some TV video there. It just doesn't go, it doesn't go down the drain. It just sweeps shit away.
Yep. We have flash floods here a lot.
Yeah, I bet. So I'm on the road today, out on the freeways doing some stuff, and I get caught in a traffic jam. And do you ever get caught in a traffic jam and you're thinking, I wonder what's going on up ahead? So you sit there for 15, 20 minutes and then all of a sudden traffic just takes off and there's nothing going on. It's like, what the fuck? Have you had that experience?
I had that experience today.
And what did you think?
What the fuck was the holdup?
Oh my God. And how about a Gawker slowdown? You know what a Gawker slowdown is, right?
They're slowed down just to see what's going on.
Yeah. There can be a car on the side of the road, nobody in it, just sitting there with its flashers on, and everybody's got to fucking stop and look at it like, wow, look at that. There's a car on the side of the road with its flashers on. You don't see that every day.
Right.
How are the drivers down there in Arizona?
The world's worst. I've never driven in any city before ever that are worse drivers.
Really?
And I've driven in Minneapolis.
Yeah, Minneapolis drivers aren't that bad. They just drive fast, but they don't drive crazy.
Yeah. And these guys drive fast and they don't care how much space is between any car they're going to squeeze in. It doesn't, regardless.
Yeah.
Because they know that whoever's behind them is either doesn't care if they're going to get hit or they're going to slam on their brakes to let you in.
No shit.
It's awful. When I first moved down here, within probably 4 months, I was rear-ended 3 times.
Holy shit.
Yes. I saw a guy go end over end on the freeway on his motorcycle.
Ooh.
It was the most terrific crash I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
You see them about 2 or 3 crashes on the freeways every morning going to and every night coming home.
Yeah, you see that here too, but they're just fender benders. You know,
these ones are bad.
I've only been in one, well, I can't say one, but maybe 2 accidents. One was many, many years ago. I had some lady run into the back of me and she didn't hit me very hard. It didn't do any damage to either of the vehicles. And then another one. I was coming back. I took my son to Mayo Clinic to get his leg treated because he had broke his leg. And we were on our way back and we're on a 2-lane highway. and a deer popped out, and a semi hit the deer, and it shot the deer across the road and into our car.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, it did some damage to the car, not really bad, but that's the only accidents I've ever been in.
Yeah,
I've been pretty lucky.
I've been pretty lucky myself. I've never caused an accident. I've been in a few, but I've never caused one, and nothing really significant. So yeah. I've been lucky.
Yeah, I've been pretty lucky too. So another thing we were talking earlier about how our days were. Another thing that happened to me the other night. So my fat ass goes to sit on the toilet, and the seat breaks. It's an old seat.
Came off the screws or like busted in half.
No, it didn't bust in half. It just like where it screws into the toilet, that broke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought, okay, I'll run out to fucking Home Depot and go get a new toilet seat. No big deal, right. You know? So I get out there and I looking at all these fucking toilet seats, the display, all these toilet seats hanging on the wall, trying to think, okay, which one should I get? They range from $6.89 to $59.99. And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell does a $59 toilet seat do that a fucking $6 toilet seat doesn't do? Seriously.
Right.
All you do is sit on it to take a shit.
So did you get the cheaper one?
I did. I paid, with tax, it came to like $7.89. I came home, put it on the toilet, works like a charm.
Perfect.
Yeah. I was like, who the fuck pays $60 for a fucking toilet seat?
I wouldn't. I would get the cheapest plastic one I could find that fits my toilet and use that until it falls off and get another $6.99 one.
I'm thinking this toilet seat will probably last 3 or 4 years, if not more. And my luck,
depending on how many times you dump a day.
Well, I shit a lot because I'm full of shit.
Well, yes, I know. That's what I mean.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, my luck, I would buy the $60 toilet seat and it would last fucking 2 weeks because it's made out of like super heavy duty carbon fiber plastic or something like that. I just got a fucking nice thick plastic toilet seat. Put it on the toilet. Fucking works perfect. You know, less than $8.
Good for you.
I know.
I'm so glad that you found such a bargain basement price.
I just couldn't believe what they want for fucking toilet seats.
That's
just
ridiculous.
It's insane. It was either that or sit on their fucking rim. Could you imagine having to sit on the rim to take a shit?
Have you ever woke up in the middle of the night to sit down and go to the bathroom and somebody left the toilet seat up and you're sitting on the rim?
No. Nope.
It's the sickest thing in the United States.
Is that it? I bet that's happened to you multiple times.
It's the world's worst thing in the whole world.
That's got to be nasty. Oh, I got a phobia about toilets. Them fuckers got to be like sparkly clean before I'll sit on them.
I know. They're the sickest thing in the whole wide world.
They are.
And when a woman goes in there after her son or husband or whatever, and they go in there and, half asleep, got to get up in the night, and you sit down on that cold, pissed on rim.
Oh,
I just want to kill someone.
You know, guys, if you piss on the rim, wipe it off. And don't you turn the light on when you go in the bathroom at night?
Well, no.
Oh, I do. Otherwise, I'll stumble around in there and probably fall in the toilet.
I don't want to wake up.
Well, you're already awake to take a shit.
Well, I'm not going poop. I'm going to take a pee.
Oh, well, what if you have a tummy ache at night and you got a shit?
Well, you know, I guess it's never really happened to me. I don't think I've ever had to take a poop at night.
Really? Oh, I poop at night all the time.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, because sometimes I stay up late and I'll watch TV and it's like, oh, I got to go take a shit.
Yeah.
Just think, people are listening to this right now going, oh, their pooping habits are very strange.
Yeah, no, I don't recall a time that I've ever woke up in the middle of the night and sat on a stinky seat, toilet seat.
Yeah, toilet seats can be nasty. Something else I wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah.
So I don't know what your dating situation is or anything like that, but have you ever done speed dating?
No, I have not.
Never?
Never ever.
Wow. You ever do any kind of dating?
I don't have it. I don't have it in me to be mean enough to tell someone no because you're not my type. I would feel bad.
Oh, wow. Well, I've never done it before. I couldn't.
I've had several people I've met out at the bars or wherever that have asked me on dates before.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the hardest time hurting someone's feelings and saying no.
Well, that's nice.
I just pretend that I just point to my ears and shake my head no, like I'm deaf.
Well, at least you're nice about it.
See, just point to the ears and shake your head no, and then they think you're deaf, and then they just foolishly walk away.
Wow. That's pretty clever. So nobody, I mean, let's say some nice guy walked up to you. Let's say his name is Brad or something like that and wanted to ask you out and you didn't like him. What would you do? Just point to your ears?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
That's what I would do.
But you're letting him in down easy.
Unless he like, you know, decided that if I didn't respond in some way, he was going to frisk me or cuff me.
Wow, then they're really getting into some stuff. That's kind of creepy. Sounds like the guy would be kind of creepy. Wanting to put handcuffs you and frisk you right away? Maybe he's a narc. I don't know. Some guys are just fucked up.
So Lamar.
Here's a question completely unrelated to what everything we've just talked about. Well, not completely. It can kind of do with pooping. What's your favorite? Pooping? What is your favorite cookie on the planet?
That does not have to do with pooping.
Well, you got to poop the cookie out eventually.
I don't.
You just leave it in there. You have a storage cabinet in there?
There is a pouch inside my stomach the doctor specifically made for me, and it's called the cookie pouch.
The cookie pouch. That's a good idea.
And it stays in there.
Nice.
No, I'm just kidding. What's my favorite kind of cookie?
Yeah.
I would say a sugar cookie.
Just a standard sugar cookie, huh?
Standard. Do you guys have crumble there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Their sugar cookies are to die for.
You know, they're okay. Their other cookies are really good, though. I like the ones that have, like, cereal on them, and they have, like,
That's just way over the top. Your grandma didn't make those.
No, but they have, red velvet cookies and stuff. It just depends on, like, what week it is that they put their different cookies out.
Yeah. But, yeah. I've always loved sugar cookies, just plain sugar cookies. I like chocolate chip cookies.
Chocolate chip cookies are good.
I like snickerdoodles. I like all kinds of cookies, but just the plain old sugar cookie is quite yummy. I'm not huge on a ton of frosting on them either.
Oh, I love frosted on. So let me ask you this. Do you dip it in milk or do you have to have milk with your cookie?
I like to have milk with especially chocolate chip cookies, yeah. Yes.
I love milk and cookies. Whenever we have cookies in the house, which isn't very often, I will sit down with three or four cookies and a big glass of milk and I'll dip them in there. And then when I'm done eating the cookies, I'll just chug the glass of milk.
Oh, well, that's polite of you. I just grab the jug of milk and then I put it back in the fridge.
We're human beings at my house.
I'm just kidding. I don't do that. But my kids do. It's disgusting and rude.
Oh, yeah. Mine do, too. The juice, you know, we get different kinds of the juices and stuff like that, like the orange juice and apple. Oh, yeah. They'll just walk up into the fridge and start downing it, put it back. Like no one else is going to ever drink out of it.
All of their little bacteria and bugs shimmying to the bottom of the juice jug.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so disgusting.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing about my house. Okay. I have three refrigerators in my house. I have one in the kitchen, one downstairs, and one in the garage. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, when people go shopping in my house, they have to try to stuff everything in the fucking refrigerator in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I open the freezer door in the kitchen to find something to make, and everything comes falling out. It's like, I have a freezer in the goddamn refrigerator in the garage and one downstairs. And it's like, why do you want to pile it all in here? Are you too fucking lazy to walk 10 feet to the other refrigerator?
Yes, that's what people are, is they're lazy.
It's just fucked. It's just
my
fucked.
My kids will do that. They will pile their garbage, all of their garbage, all surrounding them when the garbage can is 6 steps away from them.
Oh, God, yeah. Yep. It's just, I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
It drives me insane. It makes me insane.
It does. Hey, I got something that might interest you.
Okay.
Did you know the wood frog can hold its piss for up to 8 months?
That's why he's the wood frog.
Could you hold your, how long can you hold your piss? I can't hold my piss very long.
About 6 months.
6 months? That's pretty good. I can hold mine about 6 minutes.
I can hold it pretty, I can hold it pretty dang long.
I mean,
I have to.
8 months. It's got to be if it's hibernating.
Unless I'm brushing my teeth and I gag myself, then I piss a little.
That's nice.
Or if I laugh super, super hard, sometimes I piss a little.
I've done that.
Or, well, you shouldn't because you've never had a baby.
Well, it's just because I have to piss so bad and then I start laughing and I piss myself.
And then you piss yourself. Okay, good.
Yeah.
I've never heard of a man admitting that, but good for you for admitting it.
Oh, sometimes I get to laughing so hard I can't breathe. I mean, I'll be sitting there panicking because I can't breathe because I'm laughing so hard.
Yeah. No, if you, there's like, sometimes if I've got to go to the bathroom and I like take some running steps, some little droplets will come out.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Keeps things moist.
I'm gonna have to start wearing those urine catchers or whatever they're called that my mom used to have to wear.
Well, it keeps things moist down there when you get those little dribbles.
Gross. Can you imagine what that smells like?
Oh my God. I don't know. It happens to you. You tell me.
Well, usually if I piss my pants, I change my clothes and wipe down a little bit with baby wipe.
That's good. So when you're on a date and you have to fart really bad, what do you do?
I let it rip.
Do you really?
No.
I do.
I went on a date last Monday and I had to fart so bad. It was only the second date. And I'm like, I am not doing it. And I didn't.
What did you do? Did you just hold it?
Just, yeah. And my stomach was boiling and it was hurting and it just dissipated, thankfully. And then I never thought about it again.
So how many dates in do you go before you can actually rip one in front of the man?
Well, it just kind of depends on the guy and his personality and how real I've been with him from the very beginning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like with my ex-husband, I was all prim and proper at first. And one morning I was getting ready and I had a walk-in closet and I was standing in there getting dressed and getting ready for work. And he was laying in my bed and one just accidentally just ripped out.
Oh,
I wasn't even expecting. And it was the first one. And I just stood there silently and didn't come out of my closet for like 5 minutes.
That's funny.
And he was, yeah, when I came out, he just looked at me and he just died laughing. So ever since then I farted like crazy in front of him.
That's good. Aw, isn't that sweet?
But typically I'm more myself. I mean, I'm not going to say I rip ass right off the bat, but farts are funny. And so if you're someone that doesn't think that they're funny, then you're not my type of guy.
Yeah, farts are funny. I love ripping a good fart. I love going to the store and farting in the aisle and then walk away as somebody else is walking into the aisle.
Oh, man, if they stink and I walk into someone else's stink, I want to kill someone.
Oh, Jesus. I love a good stinky fart.
That's the worst. See, mine don't stink. Mine are just loud. And I love nothing more than to go shopping with my friends and be just like in a group of people with just a ton of strangers around and just let it rip as loud as possible and walk away like nothing happened.
That's awesome.
And leave them sitting there like a bunch of jackasses.
We need to go shopping together sometime and just walk through the store just ripping them.
Not if yours are rotted.
Well, they're supposed to be that way. It's that extra punch.
As long as I don't fucking smell it.
It's natural gas. I put the smell
nothing
in it for your protection.
Then turning the corner in Walmart and you can smell someone's stink ass.
Well, that's the whole point of me doing that. If I'm in the middle of the hallway or in the aisle and I see, oh, there's a lovely couple walking down this way, I'm going to rip one and fucking take off walking.
Forts are good, aren't they?
They are good. So who had the best mustache in the 80s, Tom Selleck or Burt Reynolds?
Well, don't they both look about the same? Tom Selleck's was much thicker and hairier.
Was it? I never looked. I just thought it'd be a question I'd like to ask you.
I don't know. His was way more thick and bushy. He's just a hairy, hairy person.
He is. That's kind of freaky.
So I would say that I would go for Burt Reynolds more than Tom Selleck because Tom Selleck's hairy as fuck.
You don't like the hairy guys?
Not too hairy. Because he looks like the type that's going to have it. I don't know. I haven't seen him for a long time. I don't even know if he's still alive anymore. But if he is, I bet you he's got all kinds of really curly, hairy back hair.
Ooh, that's sexy. That is not sexy.
I don't mind hair on the chest or things like that. But really super, super duper, duper hairy is weird.
You know what really turns me on?
No.
When women have hairy toes.
No, it doesn't. That's really gross.
Oh, my God.
That's really...
So today's February 3rd as we record this, and yesterday was Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
So today's February 3rd as we record this, and yesterday was Groundhog's Day.
Okay.
So today's February 3rd as we record this, and yesterday was Groundhog's Day.
Did he see his shadow?
He did see his shadow, the little bastard. And we're supposed to get, six more weeks of winter?
Is that what you were waiting for me to say?
Yeah, well, no, I was just... You ever see the movie Groundhog's Day where everything goes over and over again?
No.
Well, that's why I kept repeating myself over and over again.
Oh, okay.
Guess you had to be in there. So anyway, it doesn't matter if you see...
So now you've got another 6 weeks of winter.
It doesn't matter. We always have another 6 weeks of winter. As a matter of fact, we're probably going to get another 12 weeks of winter. I live in Minnesota.
Exactly right. I told you that you're going to get your last winter storm in May.
Yep.
And then it'll cheer up and June will be beautiful.
God, I hope so. I hope so.
It'll be a little bit rainy and in the beginning, but then it'll start to become summer.
We do get a lot of rain here in the summer too.
Yeah. Well, you guys got a lot of water there. You guys have a lot of lakes there.
We got one or two.
Perfect. 500.
They say Minnesota, the land of 10 lakes.
And the land of the lost.
I'm one of the lost too. Jesus right? Christ. So, hey, everybody, if you're liking this podcast, you can let us know by emailing. You can email us at theedgeeffect@gmail.com. That's theedgeeffect, effect with an A, @gmail.com. And when you listen to us on the podcast apps that you're listening to us on, like and subscribe. Leave us a message. Tell us what you think about the podcast and comments and criticism all makes the podcast better in the future. So if you'd like to do that, that would be great. Well, Jamie, I have nothing else. You have anything?
I don't. That's all you have?
That's all I have for today. I was busy today.
You were? Okay.
I have issues that I have to deal with.
Well, I knew that, but...
I have so much shit going on in my life right now, it ain't even funny. I got to make decisions. And so.
I do too.
What decisions do you have to make? When to walk your dog and let him off the leash again?
No, that was scary.
Oh, yeah, I know. You got big stuff coming up this weekend.
Yes, I do. On Sunday.
On Sunday, huh?
I have a hot date.
Ooh, a hot date. That ought to be fun.
You know it's going to be.
All right. Well, you be careful on your hot date so we can talk to you again next week.
Okay.
All right.
I will do that.
All right, everybody. Okay. Thanks for listening. Everybody have a great day, great evening, great weekend, whenever you're listening, and we will talk to you again later.
Bye.
I'm being grotesque, but you've got to be. You see what I mean? You got to be crazy. It's too late to be sane. Too late. You got to go full tilt, Bozo, because you're only given a little spark of madness. And if you lose that, you're nothing. Don't. From me to you. Don't ever lose that because it keeps you alive.